This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
It stretches across the mouth of Tampa Bay like a giant blade slicing the horizon in two, a marvel of modern engineering standing against the brutal winds and tides of Florida's Gulf Coast. By day, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge offers stunning views of the sparkling bay below, but by night, that's when the stories start creeping in. Stories about a phantom hitchhiker appearing out of thin air, desperate for a ride across the span before vanishing into nothingness. Others speak of shadowy figures clinging to the edge of the rail, only to disappear when headlights sweep across their faces, and then there are the cries, the disembodied voices drifting across the water, chilling the bones of anyone unlucky enough to hear them. But what is it about this bridge that invites so much darkness? To understand that, we need to go back to May 9th, 1980, when disaster struck and the old Sunshine Skyway crumbled into the sea. 35 lives lost in an instant, swallowed by the unforgiving bay below. Since then, ghost stories have clung to the bridge like mist at dawn, refusing to let go. Some say these spirits are trapped in a loop forever, reliving their final moments. Others believe it's the bridge itself, the concrete, steel, and sea spray somehow absorbing the pain, releasing it back at night like a haunting song carried on the wind. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The story of the Sunshine Skyway Bridge begins long before ghost stories and paranormal investigations made it a household name among Florida's haunted landmarks. To understand the strange energy tied to this structure, we first have to understand its bones, how it was built, how it fell, and why it continues to loom so large in the local consciousness. The original Sunshine Skyway Bridge opened in 1954, a product of Florida's booming post-war expansion. As more tourists and new residents flocked to the Gulf Coast, ferry service across Tampa Bay could no longer keep up. The state needed a faster connection. And so the first Sunshine Skyway was born, a concrete cantilever bridge, a feat of mid-century engineering that stretched over the wide, unpredictable waters where the Gulf meets the bay. By 1971, traffic demands called for an expansion. A twin span was added, doubling the bridge's capacity and reinforcing its role as a vital artery linking St. Petersburg to Manatee County. For nearly a decade, the bridge stood strong, a symbol of modern progress cutting across the natural beauty of the bay. Then came May 9th, 1980. A dense fog hung over the bay that morning, shrouding the bridge in a ghostly mist. At 7:33 a.m., the MV Summit Venture, a 608-foot freighter, was navigating toward the bridge. Suddenly, a squall swept in. Violent wind gusts and blinding rain reduced visibility to near zero. The ship, already off course due to the weather, veered directly into one of the bridge's support piers. The impact was catastrophic. Over 1,200 feet of roadway crumpled, sending vehicles, including a Greyhound bus packed with passengers, plunging 150 feet into the bay. In total, 35 people lost their lives. The disaster made national headlines, but for locals, it was more than just a tragedy. It was a scar that would never fully heal. For years, first responders, survivors, and residents would speak about a strange, heavy atmosphere whenever they approached the bridge. Even before the first ghost stories took root, there was this unshakable sense of dread clinging to the structure like humidity after a summer storm. The old spans were deemed unsafe, and construction began on a replacement, a bold new design meant to prevent any future catastrophes. By 1987, the new Sunshine Skyway Bridge stood tall, a cable-stayed beauty spanning 4.1 miles across the bay, its gleaming yellow cables rising like sunbeams against the Florida sky. Engineers praised its design. Tourists marveled at the views. But locals, they couldn't quite shake the feeling that something had been left behind. Not long after the bridge reopened, the stories began. Some came from fishermen casting lines from nearby piers, others from late-night travelers crossing the span alone. People spoke of seeing a woman in white standing at the edge of the road, her clothes soaked, her expression blank. When drivers stopped to help, she would vanish. Other times, they'd spot her already in the car's rear seat, a phantom passenger who disappeared before the vehicle reached solid ground. And there were also reports of cold spots, sudden temperature drops in the middle of the bridge. Even on Florida's warmest nights, some drivers claimed their windows would fog up from the inside, icy air filling the cabin. Skeptics were quick to dismiss the stories. After all, the bridge's height and exposed position make it a wind tunnel. Gusts rushing over the deck can easily create chilling microclimates. Add in the reflective surface of the water, and you've got a recipe for optical illusions. But the reports didn't stop, and some experts point to psychological factors. The bridge's tragic history creating a kind of mass suggestion, where anyone who knows the story starts filling in the blanks with their own fears. Others cite the isolated nature of the drive, a long stretch of concrete suspended over the open water where the mind has nowhere to focus but the road ahead and the stories you bring with you. Even meteorologists weighed in. Tampa Bay's unique climate, where Gulf moisture collides with land air, creates frequent fog banks, sudden storms, and low-lying mist that hugs the bridge like a shroud. It's the perfect environment for pareidolia, the human brain's tendency to see faces and figures where none exist. Still, for every logical explanation, there's another first-hand account that defies reason. Take the case of the Florida Highway Patrol officer who responded to a stranded motorist on the bridge late one night. The caller reported seeing a woman walking along the guardrail, staring into the water below. When the officer arrived, no one was there, but the patrol car's dash cam captured something, a faint, shadowy figure barely visible in the swirling mist. Other first responders have similar stories, ghostly figures appearing near the memorial plaque dedicated to the 1980 victims, then fading away before anyone can approach. Even seasoned bridge workers, people who know every inch of the structure, have reported hearing footsteps where none should be and seeing lights moving in the water below long after rescue boats have gone home. Some believe these phenomena are residual hauntings, a kind of psychic imprint left by the trauma of the collapse. Others think they're active hauntings, spirits still tied to the place where their lives ended so suddenly. And then there's the bridge's darker reputation, a magnet for suicides. Since the new span opened, over 300 people have jumped from its highest point. Some left behind notes, others didn't say a word. All left behind the same chilling legacy, a structure that draws death to it like moths to a flame. Those who've survived attempts describe an unexplainable pull, a whisper in the back of their minds urging them to climb the rail. Paranormal investigators believe this energy, a mix of tragedy, despair, and environmental factors, creates a kind of thin spot between the living world and whatever comes next. Whether you believe the bridge is haunted by ghosts, haunted by grief, or simply haunted by the weight of memory, there's no denying one thing. The Sunshine Skyway Bridge feels different. Drive across it with an open mind, and you just might feel it yourself. The sudden shiver down your spine, the fleeting glimpse of a figure at the edge of your headlights, the uneasy sense that you are not alone. The bridge stands, silent and unmoved, while the stories flow like the tides beneath it. Some stories linger for a night, others for a lifetime. But no one crosses the Sunshine Skyway Bridge without carrying a piece of its dark history with them. Even if you set aside the tragedy of the 1980 collapse, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge has earned a reputation as one of Florida's deadliest landmarks for another reason. It is a magnet for suicides. Since the current bridge opened in 1987, more than 300 people have leapt to their deaths from its highest point. That number grows every year. But for the people who cross the bridge daily, truckers, commuters, night shift workers, the story doesn't end with statistics. Many say they've seen the spirits of those who jumped, still lingering, still replaying their final moments, eternally caught in a tragic loop. One of the most reported apparitions is a lone figure standing at the edge of the rail, motionless, staring down into the bay. As drivers approach, headlights washing over the figure, they suddenly disappear into thin air. Some say the figure jumps, only for no splash to ever break the surface. Others claim they see bodies mid-fall, suspended for a second too long, only to vanish before ever touching the water. Florida Highway Patrol officers who've been called to potential jumpers report something even stranger. On several occasions, they've approached a figure standing on the edge, only to have the person dissolve like morning fog. One officer reportedly called dispatch in shock, insisting he had seen a woman in white, arms stretched toward the water, before blinking out of existence. That woman in white, the Phantom Hitchhiker, is perhaps the bridge's most famous ghost. The stories follow a chillingly consistent pattern. Drivers crossing the bridge late at night spot a woman on the roadside shivering, soaked to the bone. When they stop to offer a ride, she climbs in without speaking. She stares straight ahead, not meeting the driver's eyes until the car reaches the far end of the bridge. That's when she simply vanishes, leaving nothing but a damp spot on the seat. Some versions of the story say the woman asks to be dropped off before the bridge ends, but before the driver can pull over, she's gone. Others claim she mutters something just before disappearing. He's still down there. Who he is, no one knows. Paranormal investigators have spent years trying to unravel the story of this spectral hitchhiker. Some believe she's a spirit from the 1980 collapse, one of the victims replaying her desperate attempt to escape the falling roadway. Others think she's tied to the suicides, a lost soul still trying to warn others before they make the same fatal choice. Investigators armed with audio recorders have captured chilling evidence. On one overnight investigation, a team from Paranormal Files Florida set up near the bridge's midpoint, the section directly over the collapse site. Their EVP sessions captured faint, fragmented words, "Help me. Bus. I fell." These ghostly voices often seem to match the known history. The Greyhound bus that plunged into the bay during the collapse carried several passengers whose bodies were never recovered. Divers who searched the wreckage reported an overwhelming sense of being watched, describing sudden chills and disorientation that forced some to surface early. But it's not just voices. Investigators have documented unexplained cold spots, sudden battery drains, and shadow figures appearing on thermal cameras. Some of the most chilling footage shows dark silhouettes standing along the railings, visible only on infrared, completely invisible to the naked eye. There's also the unsettling phenomenon locals call the crying winds. Visitors parked at the nearby fishing pier at night report hearing faint sobbing carried on the breeze. Sometimes it sounds like a woman weeping. Other times it's a man's voice repeating the word no over and over. Weather experts point out that wind moving across the bridge's cables can produce eerie sounds, but not sounds that resemble distinct human voices. Theories about the bridge's haunting split into two camps. The first theory is residual haunting, the idea that the tragic events imprinted themselves on the bridge, like a film that replays when conditions are just right. This would explain why so many sightings seem repetitive. The woman standing at the rail, the hitchhiker vanishing at the end of the bridge, the falling figures disappearing mid-air. These are moments burned into the place itself, replayed again and again. The second theory is something darker, that the bridge acts as a kind of spiritual beacon, drawing lost souls toward it. This theory suggests that once a tragedy occurs at a place like this, it creates a thin spot, a weakened boundary between our world and whatever comes next. The more deaths that occur, the thinner the veil becomes until spirits cross back through, some seeking help, others perhaps drawn by something sinister. This darker interpretation has its own chilling evidence. In several suicide notes recovered from the bridge, jumpers described feeling compelled to return to the spot even after surviving earlier attempts. Some spoke of voices urging them forward, voices they couldn't silence. Psychologists chalk this up to the power of suggestion. The bridge's reputation creating a self-fulfilling prophecy for vulnerable minds. But paranormal researchers see it differently. They believe the Sunshine Skyway has become a haunted loop, feeding off its own tragedies, pulling in more souls each year. The same forces that create the ghost stories also create the urge to jump, turning the bridge into something far darker than just a haunted roadway. Modern-day drivers still report strange encounters. Truckers on overnight routes describe seeing figures standing on the shoulder, only to fade away as they pass. Night fishermen at the pier hear splashing in the water, only to find the surface completely still. And perhaps most chilling of all, drivers who cross the bridge alone often report the same eerie sensation that someone is sitting in the back seat just out of sight in the rearview mirror. Even after the new bridge was built, the past refused to stay buried. Every gust of wind, every flash of mist rolling off the water brings back the weight of all those lost lives. The Sunshine Skyway isn't just a bridge. It's a memorial in motion, a living reminder that some tragedies don't end when the news cameras pack up and go home. Whether it's ghosts, grief, or something even darker haunting the Sunshine Skyway, one thing is certain. No one crosses it without feeling the weight of all who came before. Some places never let go of their dead. The Sunshine Skyway might just be one of them. So what do we make of the Sunshine Skyway Bridge? Is it really haunted, a place where the dead outnumber the living? Or is it something else? If you talk to the locals, the ones who've driven across it 1,000 times, they'll tell you there's a heaviness that settles on your chest the minute your tires hit that span. It's not just the height, the water, or the wind. It's the knowledge that so many people never made it across. That weight, that memory, hangs in the air, thick as the morning fog that clings to the cables. Psychologists would call it suggestion, plain and simple. You know the histories, the collapse, the suicides, the ghost stories that you see, and once those seeds are planted, your mind fills in the rest. A gust of wind becomes a whisper. A shadow cast by a passing car becomes a figure standing at the rail. It's what the brain does. It finds patterns where none exist. It's human nature. But then there's the other side of it. The cold spots, the EVPs, the dash cam footage of figures that shouldn't be there. What do we do with that? Hallucination doesn't show up on thermal cameras and ghosts don't leave damp seats behind and... Or at least, they're not supposed to. Maybe the truth is somewhere in the middle. A place like the Sunshine Skyway Bridge can't help but absorb what happens there. The fear, the panic, the grief. Maybe it's not the dead haunting the bridge, but the living. Our memories, our tragedies, our collective guilt for building over something that was never laid to rest. Or maybe, just maybe, Some places are thin by design, and every now and then they open up just wide enough to let something reach through. Either way, if you ever find yourself driving across the Sunshine Skyway late at night alone, and you catch something in your rearview mirror, don't stop. Don't look too closely. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.